All right, so we have a very special treat. Who enjoyed Artemis this morning? Yeah? Is that like just really pulling together, right? We said from the first day, this is holistic. This is not just about biochemistry. That's my passion, so that's what I like to teach. But I like to pull it together and have people teach the other stuff. So this afternoon we have a special treat. We have Deborah Wayne, who you got to meet the other day. Wasn't her session awesome? Well, she's going to actually teach us a little bit more about that biofield, but, you know, Artemis talked a lot about that biofield. She reads that. She teaches people how to read that. And she's going to actually do a healing with us. So I'm going to let her do all the great intro of this stuff, because I told her, I don't know how to explain what you do, honey. I just need you to explain it. I'm really good at biochemical pathways and explaining all that, but you get to explain it. So come on up. And then she'll explain to you how the session's going to go, what she's going to teach you, and then how she's going to do a special demo in healing. So come on up. Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much.
So excited.
This is an amazing woman.
I was going to say that I've been around thousands of healing practitioners in the past 30 years, and of all of them that I've met and known, this woman truly is a master who says, I don't know everything. Let's put it all together. She is so open to bringing the bigger picture together in a true holistic view, and I think she deserves another round of applause.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy.
Oh, I see what happened. It's the shirt. I wore the wrong shirt for today, didn't I? All right. Hello, webcast people, and welcome everybody back. And truly, this weekend, I've been to so many conferences, right? I'm sure many of you have. But rarely have I seen under one roof the pieces of the puzzle put together like this in one room in 3 days. This is how medicine, the paradigm, will change. You've been exposed to incredible information. And so how many were not here Friday night when I shared? Okay, so most of you were here, good. So I'll just very briefly say, my specialty is working with people who suffer from chronic pain, depression, anxiety, fibromyalgia, arthritis, immune disorders, severe trauma, cancers, and other diseases where they've tried everything and have not gotten well. Now, I have to thank Artemis because truthfully, he just laid out the entire understanding. Thank you, Artemis. He really did. He said a lot of what I would have needed to say that I no longer need to say. But my specialty is working in the biofield that surrounds the body. I don't call it a plasma field. I use a little bit of different language. But this field that surrounds the body houses more than just energy. It's filled with information. And the information you can learn to sense and feel this information and work with it. We live literally in a vibrational universe. And all vibration is changeable. And in fact, physical matter, they teach in physics, it's a momentary phenomenon. Think about that. Physical matter is a momentary phenomenon. That means that anything physical has the potential to change momentarily, instantaneously, just like Artemis explained. And that's what I witness every day in my office and at a distance as I work with people all over the world. So Friday we did a group experience. Today I'm going to take you a little bit deeper, and there's a massage table set up in the back, and one wonderful volunteer is going to allow me to demonstrate to you how I go deeper into a healing session when I work one-on-one, in person or at a distance. Now, I want to just say, in the time frame we have, it is only a taste of what I do. I start everyone with a very in-depth, it's usually an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours, like Rita Marie, I mean, there are the initial stressors that start all this. But as, again, as Artemis pulled together so gracefully, it's unconscious for most people. And it's based on early childhood programming that is buried so deep nobody can get near it. And now consciously everyone wants to get well, right? All of you who have ever had any pain or suffering have said, I don't want this. And unfortunately, what you focus on increases. So if you're focused on what you don't want, you tend to get more of it. And I would 100% agree that the key to healing is learning to feel. That's my little pet phrase that I say to every client, that if you want to heal, you must learn to feel. But what happens is we live in a society that teaches us to be terrified of our feelings. Shut them down, numb them out, repress them, suppress them, get rid of those feelings so that I can function according to some formulaic, patterns of a formula that's supposed to equal happiness but doesn't. And it's typically related to material things. If I go to college and make this much money and get this kind of job and marry this person, I'll be happy. And then you get to that place and say, why do I feel so miserable? And why am I so stressed out? And why am I sick? And so today, I'm going to demonstrate to you how we can go so far outside the realm of the norm that talking isn't even involved. So I realize this is a great stretch for people at first. It won't be once you're familiar with this. True intimacy involves no talking. Think about when you've been maybe at your worst moment, your most painful moment, and somebody that you loved or that loved you, who didn't know what the hell to say to you or do, just sat there with you, maybe put their arm around you or touched you. They didn't say much. And what happened typically is that maybe your feelings started to come up, right? So my work is about going to a very deep place of being present with people. You all have that ability. But again, we live in a world that teaches us to always be outwardly focused on some external person, place, or thing instead of taking the time to go inward into the quiet where there's just a world of information that you can tap into once you get comfortable being still. Now, David so brilliantly talked about the same thing, and going within and getting still, and sensing the energy. That's what happens when you learn to really stand still and go inside. You become aware of things that have always been there, information that's always been there, but you might not have been aware of it because your awareness was placed on somewhere else. So for example, right now, close your eyes for a moment. And put all your papers away, please. No more left side of that brain. Close your eyes for a minute and just take your attention to your left foot. And now take your awareness to your right earlobe. And now take your awareness to your navel. And take your awareness to what you ate for lunch yesterday. Take your awareness to the house you grew up in. Take your awareness to something you need to do tomorrow. And now bring your awareness right back to the chair underneath you. And feel your eyelids beginning to open. And let the light come in. So you were able to take your awareness to different places. You could follow me, right? Could anybody not do that? Our awareness is constantly focused somewhere, but we're unconscious of it. And so you can easily learn to retrain your awareness. Easily. That was not hard. That was not difficult, was it? Right. So today, as I work, Phyllis has graciously volunteered to allow me to work on her, and everyone's totally welcome. I encourage you to stand up and come. You can either turn your chairs or come actually around the massage table so that you can see what happens in pure silence as I sense in the field. And many of you will start to feel things. And as I explained on Friday, this is a group field. We literally are all connected. So some of you are actually going to be getting healing and having healing results, even as I work on Phyllis. When people come into my office, sometimes like a husband will bring a wife or a mother will bring a child, and there's a waiting area and then there's the treatment room, and whoever's in the waiting area, when we come out of the healing room, the person in the waiting area has had a full-blown session, is laid out on the couch. They always say, oh, I'm just going to read. Oh, yeah. And I think, oh, yeah, you're going to read. They're passed out, like, completely. And they say, oh, my God, like, my back doesn't hurt anymore. Because the wall doesn't block this. And I will take you today just one step further and say there are, beyond the chakra system that we know in the body, there are galactic chakras. The galactic chakras bring in higher dimensional healing frequencies. Now this might be here where I lose some of you, but stay with me. We can access frequencies that truly facilitate instantaneous healing. And Einstein said, if anything is exposed to the right frequency, it must change. He didn't say it could change, or it must change. So when the proper frequencies come in, there is healing, and it's often instantly. Now, Angelica, she came up to me earlier today and said Friday she's had an open abscess at the side of her right breast, and they didn't know what's wrong with her, and they haven't been able to heal it. It would not heal. She's got it scheduled for a biopsy because they were concerned about this. And since the healing session on Friday, it is down to a tiny scab. It is completely closed. This is Sunday. This is the kind of thing that's possible. I'll give you another dramatic example. I was taken into a research lab a few years back with a gentleman. He was an athletic coach, very big, 6'3", strong athletic coach, who went in for heart surgery. He had the bypass surgery and came out paralyzed from the waist down, and they didn't know why and couldn't figure out how to help him. Imagine this. So the best solution they had was physical therapy. He went to physical therapy for 9 months. After 9 months of physical therapy, he was walking with a walker. His legs were toothpicks the size of my arms. He had to, of course, quit working, move in with his son because he couldn't take care of himself any longer, emaciated lower limbs, one leg wouldn't even straighten, and wasn't getting any better. And so I was brought into, there's an amazing, the California Institute of Human Science, it's in Encinitas, California, and they have a subtle energy research lab there. And they brought me in to work on this gentleman in a very controlled setting with a piece of equipment that was designed in Japan called an AMI machine. And it measures the flow of chi along the meridians, and it shows on graphs instantly what organs are being affected. And there's all this data that comes up. So they did normal tests, and plus they strapped him to the machine. And I did 3 sessions on him. Short sessions, actually, just I think they were 30, 40 minutes max. And by the second session, and they were once a week, 3 weeks over the course of 3 weeks. And they measured him before I came in the room. And I didn't know anything about him, by the way. I didn't know what his case history, nothing. I just knew I was going to be working on this person. And they had him strapped up and measured for 20 minutes before I came in, and then I came in and worked on him for 40, and they measured that, and they videotaped it also. And then I left, and they measured again for 20 minutes, each time for 3 weeks. By the second session, he ditched the walker. He was walking around his house, his son noticed, it happened so organically that he didn't even realize it. His son said, "Dad, you're in the kitchen, where's your walker?" See, this is what I find happen again and again, is it happens so naturally, people don't even realize they had their old condition. The change is so deep that they don't, the story's gone. Within a month, he was swimming 3 miles a day, muscle tone back, walking, fully healed. This is the kind of thing that's possible for us, but we have to open our minds and stop saying, "Oh, that's too woo-woo. That's just too weird. That's impossible." Everything is possible, and especially if we slow it down enough and get really present and know that everyone's answers really are, you have them. They're in your field. And so the premise of my work is, it's not, again, Artemis said it, it's not me. I feel the vibration flowing through me, and I don't have time to go into the whole story of that, but we can tap into the source of all power that helps vibrationally release anything that is not who you really are. And I would 100% agree that everything is first the subtle, call it energy or spirit. See, I think science and spirituality have been saying the same thing in a different language. And we've trusted one language and not the other. Or we don't know how to speak the one language or the other. Or we don't like the sound of French. So we don't, you know. But it's coming together now. It really is time for it to all come together. And there are many amazing methods out there for this to manifest so that we bring heaven to earth. That's what's happening here. We're raising the frequency, the vibration of this planet right before our eyes. And I believe that if instantaneous healing can happen with a single person, it can happen for the planet. So try that idea on. An instantaneous planetary healing is a thought that would be nice to have a lot more people holding at the same time. So with that, I'm going to do the session and ask you all to watch and be part of it, and then I'll leave time for questions and answers, because there's obviously I can say so much more. At the end, I will, for those of you who really feel the ding, 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 this is intriguing to me, I want more, I do have, I'll make sure that you leave here today with a way that you can work with me further. And even if down the road you are ready for this, please know the door is always open. It would be a true honor to work with any of you. So, all right, so if you would join me, let's go. Please, everyone, come on up, and I want you to get close and watch. Now, I'm going to work mainly from this side so that I can talk to the live stream and talk to you. And please know that normally I don't talk at all during the session, but unless she has something to say. So you're going to be on your back. Kick your shoes off for me, if you would, please. There's no touching in the method that I practice. I work sometimes close and sometimes actually far away. I find that information in the field is often really far away. It's not close up on the body. And unlike other techniques, this is not a technique. This is where we take it, where we're going beyond technique. So many of you are probably familiar with Reiki, right? And you touch 26 points, and it goes beyond technique. You literally learn to feel and sense. That's why feeling is the absolute key. And the precursor is we've got to clean up our emotional body, like David was sharing, so that we can, and the diet, by the way, is one doorway in. See, there are many doorways in. The diet is a great way to open up. You know what happens when you go on a cleanser or raw food diet. This is how the emotional body starts to clear. And once it's clear, the information's more present to you. All right, so Phyllis, if you would, just lie on your back, your head at this end, please. And I will just share a couple things with you. which is, number one, I want you to please let your body move. If it starts to move on its own involuntarily, or if you just feel like you want to move, you can even lay on your stomach if all of a sudden you just feel like that would feel better. And any thoughts that come up, even if it's stuff you do not want to be thinking about, I want you to let it come up. Don't try to change your thoughts, clear your mind, chant a mantra, call in light. Just notice all the crap that comes up in your head and let that be okay. And if any feelings come up, same thing. It's just energy, it's moving, it's coming up. You want to allow. Allow is the key word. Allow all the thoughts, the feelings, the movement. You're just literally lying on the table and allowing, all right? Now, if pain comes up, it's literally being pulled out. So don't be alarmed. Don't think I'm going in the wrong direction. it's actually coming up and out. And you may, if you notice pressure in the head or even a nauseous feeling, again, it's a sign of the frequencies that are probably higher than you're used to. And just take a deep breath and it will integrate easier. Okay, do you have any questions for me?
Not right now.
Okay, is your neck okay? We have any, could I have the sheet, and I'll just give her a roll, a little bit of extra support under her neck. Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. Let's see. See how you feel with that. I can give it even a little higher. Is that better? You want it under your neck?
Better under the neck.
There you go. So make it fit what feels right. There you go. Perfect. Okay. Now just so you know, sometimes people will flip and flop like a fish, and some people don't move an eyelash. There's no right or wrong. Whatever happens is perfect. So just gently close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And just begin to notice your inner experience. Notice what you see, what you feel, what you hear, what you sense inside yourself. Allowing everything to be exactly as it is. And allowing your body to move if it wants to move or starts to move. So as I work on someone, it is like as clear as day where I can feel disturbed patterns of information in the field, just like I would be touching something. And the feelings change, and I actually hear tones, their frequencies that change. And then when you watch the body gives you feedback. And sometimes it's very subtle, and sometimes it's dramatic. But everything you see happening in the body is not by accident. It's all there. It happens for a reason. And so as you pay close attention, you notice changes in breathing, swallowing. You can feel the pain coming up and out if you pay attention. You can, when you're still, often the thoughts will come through that what even without knowing, you will get a sense of what happened to the person or the type of pain that they're in. When you watch the eyes, the eyes tell a lot. You see that you have to pay really close attention. And it's, as we heard earlier, there is a communication taking place. And it is literally communicating with the cells. What I feel coming through my hands is literally talking to the cells. Now, That being said, it often doesn't make sense logically. Like if you were to hear her story and her issues, but where you find it in the field does not always correlate to the area where the problems are. And again, you know, it reminds me of what Tom O'Brien was saying about the antibodies being there years ahead of time. It's not necessarily where the symptoms are manifesting.
And that's what gets people so confused, because they're focused on the symptom. That's not it. You listen, you can hear the body respond, the breathing. Can you see this at home? She's obviously not a mover and shaker. Usually if you see a field like this, the person is on pain medication of some kind. I don't know if she is. This is very common with pain meds and antidepressants. It doesn't affect what I do, but when I see very little movement like this, I know there's been some suppression of the symptoms. So the body doesn't respond like it would if she were clear of meds. But and my guess would be, in her case, if I were to work on her over the course of a few sessions, she'd be moving more. Now then you get people who are all over the place with movement, and they move less as their field gets clear. So this is not a cookie cutter, one size fits all method. It's truly about learning to listen with your whole being. It's about getting your thoughts out of the way, your conscious mind out of the way, enough that you can listen with more than just your ears. Although your ears help. Ton of information up high. There we go. see why we can't find it on a medical test? It's up here. It's like, how are you going to find that? There you go. Do you feel in the room what's happening? You can feel it, right? This artist, Artemis, explained that going an octave up, it happens same here, like when there's a clearing of, say, the stages of emotions and then it raises to the next. When there's a clearing of, say, one area or a shift in one area, then something else gets revealed that you couldn't see till that other piece occurred. That's what's happening. It's, see how she's freeing up? It's changing right before your eyes, the patterns. Start to see deep undulation from inside. You can actually see the insides being affected. The spinal column will start to realign, just like hands-on chiropractic, and I never touch them. I've had 90-year-olds grow 2 inches in one session. I swear, they have to raise the height of the walker on their way out. There we go. All right. There we go. That's what I wanted to see. There we go. What's also really fascinating is that oftentimes you find in the field on the opposite side of the body of where the problems are, where the disturbed information is. And I don't know the reason for it, but I know there's a particular form of acupuncture where they treat the opposite side of the body, right? This, you can find it on the opposite side of the body. It's interesting. Like 99% of the time. See, and look at what I'm getting. I guarantee you, she probably wouldn't come in and say, my toes hurt, right? You wouldn't think there'd be anything. If you look closely, you can see the vibration. People will literally start to vibrate faster as the patterns release. How much time do I have? Now, for those of you who also are in need of healing, you can sit and close your eyes and just take this in too. There's no barrier here. Same for you. I have my back to you the whole time. Body tells a story. It's really pretty fascinating. And And yet you don't have to know the story. In fact, exactly what we heard earlier, the more you keep talking about that story, you're imprinting the story. Now, the problem with that, though, is people then say, oh, I'm not going to talk about it. And they need to in order to feel what's really been buried. So I'm not saying just pretend it's not there. Don't misunderstand. That's why there's a process to go through with this. It's not just a simple never talk about it again. It's really more complex than that. And yet, change really can happen and does happen instantaneously, and then the story no longer fits. And some people don't heal because they don't know who they are without their story. And they really, most of my job with my clients is helping them find themselves who they are without their dis-ease, without the pain and suffering. They have to reinvent themselves. They've lost touch with what they like to do. They don't even know because they've been so focused on what they don't want for so long. That makes sense? And your job as a practitioner is going to be to help people beyond just getting pain and sickness free. Otherwise they go back to the default pattern. They know that really well. It's familiar, they're in feeling control. Now, another amazing thing about this is that it does change people at the core. So they literally, they start behaving differently. They start eating differently without willpower. It helps with the whole dietary piece. I've had people right after the first session say, I just feel like being a vegan now. Like, people don't wake up and say, I feel like being a vegan now, you know? Or, I'm just not drawn to the foods I was eating because their frequency changed. And now they're drawn to higher vibrational food, people, activities. That's why people get off the table and go, you know what, I'm breaking up with my boyfriend. I'm quitting my job. The vibrations don't match anymore when they're changed at the true level, the core level. They get aligned, just like Artemis said, to the highest and best. They don't associate with the low vibration of illness and disease anymore. So they change naturally without you having to pound it into them and convince them how smart it would be to go gluten-free. It helps them do that stuff. I worked on a dog once, and the owner called me after I worked on him and said, my dog won't eat anything but vegetables now. Right, I'll go just 5 more minutes and then we'll talk, and I'll take you through an exercise so you can also start to feel what I'm feeling. See, it's all changing. All our patterns are changing. This could go on for days, by the way, and I'll explain that even after I stop. Thank you. The future of medicine. No cutting, no drugging. How's that for a vision? I think we ought to bring the teaching hospital that's down the hall into this room. Think about it. What if we didn't have to cut it out? Very, very slowly now, Phyllis, just become aware of the sound of my voice and all the sounds around you. And very, very slowly, just begin to deepen your breathing, becoming more alert, more awake with every breath. And staying very, very relaxed. And take a full, long, deep breath in and out now. And all the way out. And again, take a deep, long, beautiful breath. In and out, more alert, more awake, more aware. Then one more time, a deep, long breath in and out. Then come all the way back now, wide awake, alert. Refreshed, relaxed, and very slowly letting the light come in as you open your eyes. Take your time. Take your time. So, what did you experience? What did you notice?
Initially, I was noticing different
Initially, she noticed pain in her abdomen, which got worse for a while, and then lessened significantly. Okay. Notice purple circles. A circle in the center.
Which over time got more clear and then a bright yellowish.
Which over time became brighter and more yellowish.
And I started noticing some discomfort and pain and cracking in my neck.
Notice pain and discomfort cracking in her neck. Which then lessened. Notice pressure in the head, which then lessened. Great, she noticed her body moving. Were you aware of, did you feel like you were here or somewhere else or in between? Or you felt here, so you were aware of everything, right? Yeah. Yeah. And what was going on in your mind? Were you thinking? Did your thoughts come up? Or was your mind quiet?
Mine was generally quiet. I just was more aware of thinking of the pain and getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering a little bit what
What the heck is she doing?
What you were seeing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And did you hear anything? Tones, voices, words, music, sounds?
The only thing was kind of a high-pitched noise, which I almost always hear.
Okay, interesting. And any fragrance, scent, aroma? And any memories come back or? Okay. And any other pain in any other area? Or sensation, not just necessarily pain, any other sensations?
Other than the movement.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, great. Well, I'm going to let you sit and process more because we're not done. And I really felt bad even bringing you out, because I could tell it would have been nice. So you're welcome to just lay back and relax and take in more while I just talk to the group. Would that feel good? Oh, that's right. You have to catch a plane. So how's that for 21st century living? But what I want to share that's most significant about this work is that it sets up what we call a vibratory continuum. So it's not over when it's over. This session, which was a short session, will take at least 24 hours to fully integrate. She may have more happen after the session than during. And people have healing go on for days, sometimes weeks. And more can happen after. It's the concept of it's going to lessen with time doesn't apply here. And so you'll be relaxed on an airplane and have more time to process. If you get more pressure in the head, you will know you are getting another wave of healing. And so just don't resist, just lay back, take a deep breath, let it continue. You may notice similar things or new things happening. And I'd love it if you'd follow up with me tomorrow when you get a chance and just let me know how you're doing. Mm-hmm. So that, yeah. All right, what questions do people have? What did you notice? The room got hot. So it usually raises the temperature of the space I'm in by 10 degrees sometimes, as high as 10 degrees. It can also, did anybody feel really cold? Because the frequencies can be felt as really hot or really cold or a mixture. What else? Yes.
I noticed when I felt that when I get energy work, I cough. And so I started coughing. I got like a major tickle and I had to leave the room and I was like, so that was interesting.
You were releasing. Yeah. Yes.
I'm curious what you were seeing. So it looks like you're seeing a lot of... I'm just curious what you were seeing. It looks like you're seeing a lot of things that we're not seeing.
So I'm not a psychic. I don't do psychic readings. And I don't always see, but I'm a feeler. I feel so much information, I couldn't possibly even begin to express that. It is a dance of sensation, and a communication, a dialogue that's happening between the frequencies that come through me and what she needs. And if I were to tell you what I felt or saw or heard, at the beginning of the session, it wouldn't even apply now because she's not the same as who she was when we first started. This is literally about being present. She is not the same as she was even 10 minutes ago, and neither are you. But we always want to go back into the story. So I am very careful about that. And I don't go back into the story. I don't even ask people, oh, is the pain gone? I don't go from that approach. I ask them to tell me, what do you notice that's different? Very different question. Part of healing is asking the right questions. That's the key. What's changing? What's different? Not, is it gone? Is it still there? Different understanding. But I do, I feel tremendous sensation. If I decide to, I've been able to see colors in the auric field since I was really young, so I can see that, but that doesn't really serve me that well. The feeling does, because it's a sensation that I want to pay attention to what's talking to me so I can talk back. Does that make sense? No. No, that's okay. You can say no. So if you were to feel, if you were to feel what I feel an area of her body talking to me, and I feel strong sensation like a water hose coming through my hands. Sometimes it's tingling, sometimes it's painful, sometimes it's just vibration. And we have a talk. We dance together. What I feel, where it is, and what's happening with me. There's a dialogue. And it's not about thinking or deciding what she needs. This is not directing energy. This is not taking energy or pulling energy, or it's none of that. It's literally allowing. She's allowing and I'm allowing. I'm allowing this to flow through me. She's allowing whatever comes up to come up. I get myself out of the way as much as possible. And I don't think about what's wrong or what she needs. Is that better? Yes. Lynn.
I thought you'd be interested to know that there are several people on the web that were experiencing, some felt warm, some felt cold. One woman, as I did, had, we were having stomach problems at the same time.
Yeah.
So I thought, they were wondering, can this really happen that way?
Absolutely. It's totally outside, works outside the realm, the limitations of time and space. And we don't fully understand this. I mean, the top physicists in the country don't fully understand this, so I'm not going to claim to fully understand it. But I can tell you that when I scan a person's field who's in another country, I feel them just as if I would if they were on the table. And you can learn to become that sensitive. It's not that difficult. You just haven't trained your awareness to do it.
There were some also that were wondering, as you're doing this, are you filling in spaces or?
No.
Okay.
I feel where her body has what I would call a pattern of information. That's a vibrational pattern. I can feel it, and it's telling me, oh, I need some attention from you. That's the simplest way I know to explain it. And I give it the attention it needs. It's vibrational attention, and I will also stretch you even further to tell you that the hands are training wheels. I don't need my hands to do this, and I'll give you an example of that in a minute, but the hands are great training wheels for learning to feel in the field exactly where to work. And so that's how I train people, is with their hands. Because you can easily, in fact, if you all right now. Oh, okay. Yeah. We need to get you up to go. So just slowly sit up for me. Just slowly. And just sit for 1 minute. Now, I will also tell you that this begins a detox for people, oftentimes. So if you get detox symptoms and you're also taking herbs for anything like that, you may need to back off on the herbs just for a little bit. Okay. You'll know. Yeah. If you would, just walk around the table once or twice and let me know what you notice, what feels different to you. What do you notice? Good. So her neck is not as stiff or sore as it's been. Greater range of motion. That's usually the first thing that we see.
Do you see her face, anyone? If you look closely at her face, you see this pain come off the face. It's the first thing that's noticeable. It's noticeable, right? Look at her. There's a smile back. You see it? You may not notice it, but others will notice.
I can't notice it, but I know I don't tend to smile very much.
But see, most people won't notice it. Others will tell them before they even realize what's happened. Walk again. Anything else feel different? It may not tell the truth. Great. Yeah. Your ankle's really been bothering you, huh?
It's not an ankle problem.
I know.
A coordination ataxia problem.
Okay, got it. That's what I
have a myelopathy.
Yeah, well, you had.
I had a myelopathy that made me stumble a lot. And
yeah, well, those days are going to be over.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah. So thank you so much for letting us all be part of your field. Really, that was so gracious of you and open of you. And please touch base with me tomorrow so we can have a private conversation. And I'll.
Do I have a way?
Yeah, I'll make sure you have my card, and Lynn has my card. And if anything concerns you, feel free to call me tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can email me. I look at the email constantly. Yeah. She is. So the first thing you tend to notice is people stand straighter. There's more space in their spine. Their range of motion is increased. Their face looks like somebody just took the lid off. And they do. There's more fluidity. Yes. Okay, and we have a question here. Go ahead.
No, I comment on what I experienced.
Okay, let's hear. We have an experience here.
Yeah, earlier this morning, during our break, I went to my room, and I didn't want to be late for the drawing, so I was running across the courtyard, and I stumbled on the grate outside, and I fell, and I want to thank everybody that helped me, but my hand got swollen, and just sitting here with my hands open, I felt the warmth. I feel the swelling has gone down some.
Yeah, and it will
and
continue.
And I can move my hand now.
Awesome. So here's one thing I've really witnessed that's just tremendous, is that when there are traumas like that, they can come off so fast. I've actually had people who broke an ankle or tore ligaments, and then they went to the doctor and they got the cast, but the soft kind of cast. They came in like relatively soon after the trauma, and this goes back to the root of the trauma, the experience, and literally can erase it from the field, and they walk out without the cast, like without torn ligaments. Tumors go away. I've seen stage 4 lymphoma, brain tumors. One client who she had a brain tumor that was pressing on the optic nerve, and it deformed her face. She lost vision in one eye, and they took her driver's license away. And within 3 sessions, literally, her face changed back to the shape changed back. Her vision came back. She went back to work, got her glasses, her license. I mean, these things, it is true shape shifting what's possible. It is beyond our wildest imagination what's possible. Yes?
How long did it take you to learn?
You can actually learn to do it relatively quickly. It takes me a little longer to set the foundation of information that you need to grasp so that you can fully believe, and you may not fully believe, but belief won't get in the way of this either. You'll be able to do it whether you believe it or not. And so that's what happens in my introductory program that I'm going to offer to this group, is that I have, and to the live stream, I have the foundational program, which is what I call the hidden reasons that people don't heal. And I'm going to set the foundational information. It's designed for people who are either in pain or illness, or practitioners who want to understand it better and use the tools to help others. And it sets the foundation for how this is possible and learning to ask the right questions, to reframe your thinking in how you're looking for disease, and patterns, understanding the vibrational concepts that I've been talking about, and learning. I'll be also working with someone one-on-one so that you can again witness. This is a teleseminar platform, but you'll be able to ask questions. You'll be able to bring your own questions that you're experiencing while I facilitate the healing to the group across the distance. Then I'll be setting you up with the foundational tools to go in through. These are techniques you'll take away that you can start to practice on yourself or clients. How to go in through the doorway of the body, the doorway of the mind, and the doorway of the emotions, so that you can, because some people, you won't, the mental won't open, but the feelings will. And some people, the feelings won't open, but the mental will, the beliefs and the thoughts will. And other people, through the body itself. So I'll teach you those foundational pieces that you can start using on yourself and others. And that sets the foundation for that. When you go into learning to do this, it just flies. Yes.
Since you've developed a heightened sense of awareness of vibration,
yeah.
Do you have problems when music is being played or when there's loud noises?
No, but the reason I don't use music is it's a distraction for the person on the table. And what all the work is designed to do is help the person you're working on get their own answers from within and not get distracted any further, because that's part of the problem. As everyone's been talking about, we're like all distracted, so we don't even listen inside when the answers have been bugging you for a long time. You've had the symptoms, you just haven't listened to them. So what'll happen is they'll literally open their eyes and go, oh my God, I know what I need to do now. I need to stop this or do that. Or so I want the silence, because as you saw, she saw colors. Information at the quantum level comes in through color, light, and sound. And it may come in as color, and it may come in as voices or words or music. They may have a memory. The dream state starts to change when you work on people. There's all kinds of ways that it can start to communicate with people as they're getting well. Yes.
If distance isn't the limitation, and for instance, you know, people on the webcast are able to feel this, I mean, what is the limitation?
There is none. I'm sorry to say, happy to say. There is no limitation.
So does that mean that people that are not on the live stream or not in this room could be affected and not?
That's correct.
It?
And I'm not sure we're able to measure that yet.
There are people that were having aches eradicated. Friday night, there was one woman who said her hip pain was all gone.
Here's an example of that. One of my early clients was a friend of mine. Her husband was an eye roller. He was like, this is ridiculous. Doesn't even want to know about it. So she had some sessions done to help her issues, went home that night, slept in the same bed with him, who is, now he's sleeping in her field, right? He had had 10 years of chronic back pain and had to give up surfing, which he adored. Woke up the very next morning and went, my back feels great, and he's been surfing ever since. He's an eye roller. He could care less about this. He's never been to see me once. He slept in her field. You are affecting everyone and everything you're around. It's consciousness, folks. That's the subtle level that's causing and creating everything. It's consciousness. And so, again, I could go on and on. I'm conscious of the time.
How they can get a hold of me.
Exactly. So you have this. The web for the people on the webcast, in 1 minute I have a link for you. But if you're here in the room, you want to fill this out. There are 3 copies. Keep one, give me one, give me the other 2. And there's a sheet that reviews more of what we'll be doing in the program. It's 2-sided and it gives you more of the details. It is going to be just an amazing, you'll see the people that show up, you're going to have an experience that I can't even possibly describe for you, because it hasn't happened yet. It's the field that gets created from the perfect right people that show up. So sometimes this may not make any sense to your logical mind, but if you feel this pulling, tugging, nagging sensation that, like, I don't know what this is, but I want to be there, that's how your intuition talks to you. This is about learning to access the whole right side, not just your logical mind. you will leave a different person, how you both personally, and it will affect you professionally. You will be carrying new frequencies that will affect the people you're around, just like I was explaining. So if you fill out this form, take a copy and give the rest back to me. If you're on the live stream, please go to, you'll be able to download the summary sheet and the form to register. You go to, please, www.tinyurl.com/rm That's the summary sheet of the key points. Again, that is http://www.tinyurl.com/rm/KeyPoints KeyPoints. Modern technology. And you will get everything you need. You'll be able to register and pay online. There is a special, the intro course is normally $9.97, and it's $4.97 for anyone from the Shine community or the live stream. And that's through tomorrow, that price, and then it will go back. If you have any questions, I'm here to answer the chat and see people who have any further questions. It would be an honor to have you all in the group.
And we are thrilled that you did this.
Thank you so
much.
And
we're going to have you all please get back in your seats because you're going to be thrilled with what Donna has to share with you.